Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, we'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Elves, joined from a safe distance by my pal Brian Svensson.
I mean, what's up? But also, like, let's hang on for a second because the MLB not social distancing anymore.
Oh, that's they've certainly gone away from that, both on the field and in the stadium.
11,000. They're letting 11,000 people in, which is 28%. But still, you have to, if you're a player of the Rays, you got to be a little bit weirded out, right? Because
there's actually
the
people.
Most fans you've played in front of in years.
This is very true. Obviously, most of them not cheering for them, but it was like very disconcerting because I had forgotten when they switched to like the Texas and San Diego ballparks that you would see crowds at one and not at the other, because of course California still has the shelter in place rules
and Texas is stupid
and Texas is gonna tax. And I was like, wait, what? And then it was like, oh my god, right, yeah, they're doing this. And
it's
of course
baffling.
They like try to like they get the cameraman to like point towards people wearing masks and stuff, but then every now and then you're like, no, most of these people are not.
It's really disconcerting, Mike. It's like we joke about it, but it's scary. They're a hot spot and they're not even like the people in the stands aren't even really trying to stay away from each other.
No, I saw it with a foul ball and stuff and people like chasing it down.
It's scary. It's real scary. And they're doing it. And I don't like it. Not one bit.
That's
it. Bit.
Liking what's on the field.
It's been fun. Baseball's been fun to watch. Honestly, it's been a lot of fun to watch. The Dodgers have been really good at hitting, which is, you know, what their kind of MO is.
Yeah.
And that's, oh God, is Mookie Betts fun to watch or what?
See, I mean, this is the thing. I had a bit of a, like he was on my radar obviously as like a good player, but I didn't necessarily like hold him in high regard because he played for Boston and the like
he's been the second best player in baseball for like the last 5 years.
Well, this is the thing, like he's unquestionably good. I think just being free of some of the like Boston of it all, he's fun now.
Right. I mean, we had friend of the show of both of our shows, actually, Zach Houston on, because he's a huge Dodger fan. We had him on a little while ago because he's a huge Dodger fan. And I was after game one, because I was watching, I was texting him and I said, man, it feels awesome to be able to root for Mookie Betts. He is so much fun to watch. You know, he hits, he fields, like he's not always fantastic at the plate, but he'll do at least one thing every single game that'll make you be like, man, it is fun to watch Mookie Betts play baseball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if he's not doing it with his glove, he's making a play on the bases. He's stretching, you know, he hit that double.
Yeah.
It was tight, but there was just never any question when he left home plate, he was going for it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he went and you knew he was going and it was close, but he made that great slide and he got there. And it was like, you know, it's just he does one or two things like that every single game. He steals the base that gives America tacos, which is super fun. And Mookie Betts is fun to watch and it's great as a Blue Jays fan. And I'm sure a little bit as a Twins fan too. It's fun for him to not be on the Red Sox anymore. It's fun for him to be on a team that's fun to root for. And obviously, if Zeke was here, he'd be telling us otherwise. Because you know, as a huge Expos fan, you can't like the Dodgers, but it is fun to be able to cheer for Mookie Betts, at least for me.
Yeah. No. And it's like really freeing to see him freed, right? Like he's legitimately having fun. And you know, I guess it was after he scored and you know was in the dugout, and then he like popped his head in between
that's a meme waiting to happen,
base coaches, right? And like the like side eye, and it was just like, oh my god, this guy is just like having a ball.
And yeah,
absolutely memeable, right? Like it's like scoping you out, kind of a meme or something. I'll have to web gem that one.
Mookie Betts is really good at baseball, and it's fun. It's fun when you get to watch like superstars be really, really, really good at baseball. And I think that's probably one of the most fun things about this World Series. It's like undoubtedly the two best teams in baseball, and they have fun players. The Dodgers, you know, you've got Cody Bellinger, you've got Corey Seager, you've got Mookie Betts, you've got Clayton Kershaw being good at baseball in the playoffs.
Oh my god, can we just take a moment to tip
our
caps? Yes,
please.
That game one of the World Series, you know, after a pretty dismal NLCS game where he got yanked, I was like, oh no, like
that was a gem.
Kershaw, like, because I felt like this is the year he'd get out from under the shadow of those Astros losses, because of course we all know they cheated, and they cheated really badly with Clayton Kershaw, and that seemed to have like rattled him for
him and
life.
Yu Darvish.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was fun to see Yu be good at baseball again during the season. And
you
it's
did
great
in the season, and then
Kershaw.
For Clayton to like get the ball in Game One of the World Series and just be electric again.
Awesome.
I don't know if you
really
saw the
awesome at baseball.
The overlay of his fastball, his changeup, and his slider.
The pitch tunneling is insane.
Oh my
god! How are you supposed to know what's coming? God, he's so good. He's so good, Mike.
Like 10 miles per hour difference between the three pitches. Like so, 20 overall.
But they look the same until they're 5 feet away from
the plate. It's like how. No wonder people got jammed up and took some backwards K's. Like he was dealing, and that's like filthy stuff. And that's why he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I mean, no doubt he's in the Hall of Fame. Like, can you really honestly say that at this point in time that Clayton Kershaw is not in the Hall of Fame? Like there's no way he's in. And you know, you look across the diamond at the Rays, right? And they've got an insane amount of fun players too. Glasnow, Snell, Morton, all fun. Every single one of those flame-throwing right-handers are fun. Castillo, Fairbanks, Anderson, all super fun to watch. And then you've got an insane amount of really fun players just being able to bounce around. You've got Yoshi Tsugo. You've got Mike Brousseau. You've got Willy Adames, Joey Wendell, Austin Meadows, Manny Margot. Hunter Renfro and a Rosarena are all super fun to watch, not to mention G-Man Choi,
yeah.
who is one of the most giveable players in the entire sport. Can you imagine being that big and still being able to do the splits? It's insane. This is the two best teams and the two most fun teams I could possibly imagine in the World Series. It's great.
Interesting enough, like two different kinds of teams.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, one that's built entirely, almost entirely on their pitching staff, and the other that's built on the depth of their bats. It's great.
And it's proven interesting in both games, right? Like, I think you've seen the strengths and the interplay between, like, the two competing strengths in both of these games.
I mean, it completely reinforces why I love baseball.
Right, and we're seeing some stuff, right? Like, we texted each other the other night when they did the double switch. You know, like, we're
in a game where there's DH.
Where there's a DH, and we're seeing stuff like, wait, what are they doing? They're doing that? And sure enough, like, you know, cut to commercial, before the commercial, G-Man Choi's pinch hitting, and then suddenly, wait, no, Brosseau is at bat. Wait, did they? Oh my God, they did a switch with the DH.
Yeah, it's insanely wild, and both managers are doing fun things, and it's because they have so much depth to play with. You know, it's never a question that, like, these teams just have an insane amount of depth to play with. Both teams can basically field two great rosters, and it's just, yeah, these are the best teams in baseball, and it's fun to watch them play.
We didn't even mention Justin Turner when we were talking about that Dodgers lineup.
Yeah, that just speaks to how much fun that team is to watch. Who, Max, like, Muncy too. Oh my God.
Made an incredible grab the other night, you know, and from his knees, not even a one hopper, just straight to the bag for an out.
Yeah.
When they were trying to protect, because I think it was like 8-3 with like two men on or something at that point. So,
are you talking about that pickle that they got the two guys in from the Braves, or are we talking?
This was game one, of the World Series, and you know, they'd gotten a nice healthy lead, and then they were starting to kind of cough it up a little, and Turner off the bag diving catch, got up to his knee and just rifled one to first for the out.
So many fun players in this World Series, and these teams are just, they're awesome. They're just really, really awesome. And it just completely reiterates my love of this sport. Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting. I'm kind of glad that Tampa won game two, so that it's, you know, basically
competitive. I think this is nice going seven
back and forth series so far.
I honestly think this is going seven. So
that'd be kind of great. Like, I mean, first of all, baseball could use that.
Yes.
I think a nice competitive World Series that, you know, over time draws people in, as, you know, people are like, oh, wait, this is a game. This is a series. It's very good for baseball, but also, you know, there's really not, other than, you know, the NFL, there's not a sport competing with them for eyeballs right now.
Yeah, and I mean, it's very, very easy to be opposed to both of these sports based on the way that they've handled things in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, if you're wanting to watch sports right now, like, not even golf is doing anything interesting right now. It's just baseball and football.
Yeah, and I mean, we've already aired our grievance about the Texas crowds and the social distancing issue, and so I think as a baseball show, we do talk politics, and we do talk, you know, some issues around the game. But I think for the most part, because we're fans of baseball, we're going to kind of focus on the fact that we're enjoying this series and excited to have this baseball in our lives.
Exactly.
You know, we're going to continue to mask up and wash our hands regularly and keep our distance from people. But we can watch this on television and enjoy it that way. And heck, I even found myself not muting it the other night. I have a tradition. I have a tradition of, you know, just putting a podcast on in my headphones and muting the TV. But I decided, oh, you know what? I'm going to turn the volume up a little to listen to Joe Buck, who I don't hate anymore, I have to say.
No, he's gotten a lot better. I think he has become more interesting, more personable. He actually has a podcast of his own.
I've been listening to it.
Which is about dad issues.
It's called Daddy Issues.
Which is really interesting, based on, like, the fact that, like, he, I guess, has, I never knew that he had, you know, social issues with his own father. You know, he has grown a personality. I hate John Smoltz. Don't get me wrong. I think John Smoltz is the new Joe Morgan on the mic. I think he's an idiot. But Joe Buck is at the very least interesting and good. And yeah. and it's worth listening to, honestly.
And I think he's learned over the years, like, kind of, I mean, first of all, he knows what people think of him, and he's kind of like leaned into being kind of the guy who everyone thinks hates his team, like that he's always rooting against their team. And he's like, why would I root against any team? It's like my job to like call
be unbiased, yeah,
games for everyone. Like, I can't do that. But yeah, whatever. I hate you.
Well, I think the main criticism about him is that he was boring. And I think the reason for that is a combination of that throat paralysis he had in the mid 2000s, as well as him trying purposefully to lean away from the hatred, right? Like the thought of like, oh, I hate your team. Well, he tried to lean away from that and ended up just becoming really boring. But I think that he, upon realizing that that was a really silly way to go about commentating sports, has, and after the recovery of his throat paralysis, has become a really interesting, funny, sarcastic commentator, and because of that, like, he's really great. He's really fun to listen to. I've come around on Joe Buck.
I don't know if you've seen the little clip of their hot mics, him and Troy Aikman calling one of the NFL games.
Yes!
The flyover.
Military stuff brought to you by your tax dollars. So great! I sent that to my old man. That's how funny I thought it was.
And for those out there who like baseball and haven't seen the show Brockmire, Hank Azaria's character has a feud with Joe Buck, and Joe Buck plays himself in it. And
Joe Buck yourself is the line. So funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What do you want to talk about next? There's a combination of things, a spread of things we could talk about next. Do you want to talk about Jeff Luhnow? Do you want to talk about Rob Manfred, or do you want to talk about the Toronto Blue Jays? I'll leave it up to you.
I mean, I feel like, do you want to save the Blue Jays for last, or do you want to talk about them first? Because, I mean, that's your squad.
Well, yeah, whatever you want to do, man. Whatever you want to do.
I'm okay starting Blue Jays. Let's get to that so that we don't deny you your opportunity.
So, the brain trust, if you want to call them that, I don't. But the brain trust of the Toronto Blue Jays, Shapiro and Atkins.
The decision makers, do you want to call them that?
Sure.
So that it doesn't suggest they have brains, but they make decisions?
Have been, that's a good one. Have been doing a lot of interviews lately. And Mark Shapiro has been on a number of calls lately where he has basically said, We have a lot of money and we're looking to spend it. And that is super freaking exciting. And they've kind of put out there who they thought their, not necessarily the names of the targets that they're looking for, but they have talked about the positions that they're wanting to chase. And there's been a lot of, reports, including some from a friend of the show, Arash Madani, talking about how the Blue Jays are in the market to spend upwards of $70 million in free agency this offseason, which is insanely exciting for me. And I mean, if you're talking about that and looking at the free agent list and knowing that they are targeting a starting pitcher, some bullpen arms, and a real proper center fielder, it's really easy to just connect the dots and be like, oh, well, the Jays are going to probably get George Springer and Trevor Bauer. And that's insanely exciting.
Springer.
Yeah. Either him or Michael Brantley. I mean, both of them kind of make sense.
Both fill a role, both kind of similar players. Yeah, I could see that.
I think Brantley probably makes a little more sense because Shapiro is obviously a big Brantley supporter in Cleveland. He drafted him, right?
Right.
But if they're looking to spend a lot of money, I mean, both make a lot of sense, right? The Jays need an outfield bat. That makes sense. And they need starting pitching. And they're analytical. And Trevor Bauer seems exactly like the kind of guy that does not care about coming to Canada. I do not like Trevor Bauer the person, but Trevor Bauer the pitcher is exciting as heck.
He proved it this season.
Yeah, both of those guys are insanely exciting to me. And if the Jays end up with them on the squad, that's a fun baseball team. Oh my goodness, Mike.
Well, and I mean, this is a team that really showed some promise this season, right? Like, I mean, obviously an expanded playoff roster, but
well, and that's looking a to young be permanent, crowd that right?
showed up before they were kind of expected to.
Yeah, and kind of melding into one of the other topics we're going to talk about. Manfred's confirmed that he wants the expanded playoffs going forward. I mean, we both kind of knew it.
Yeah, this was this year obviously presented them with a lot of opportunities to try some stuff and kind of get it under the cover of darkness. The DH
doesn't look like it's going to be staying.
Looking like it's not going to stay. But the expanded playoffs
and the extra innings rules looks like they are.
The extra innings rules both seem to be kind of here. I mean, the playoff one makes the most sense of any simply because
right, more money.
It's a gate, right? And that's like the owners are never going to be like, no, we don't want more money.
Yeah, and I mean, as pretty strong traditionalist baseball fans outside of like our love for statistics, we both don't like this, but it makes sense. It sucks, but it makes sense.
Yeah, it feels inescapable. It's the same thing as like the NFL trying to push for, you know, an extra game in the regular season or expanding the, you know, who makes the playoffs. It's income, and that's like the almighty dollar is still the ruler in professional sports, so it's not a surprise. The DH one, obviously,
I'm surprised it's not staying.
I was kind of interested to see that there's like pushback on that one, but I mean, there's traditionalists who, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm really honestly surprised, that it's not sticking. I would have figured that the GMs would have loved that, in the NL because like offense allegedly sells, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the DH correlates to more offense almost empirically. And so I'm baffled that it's not staying. I mean, like NL fans might not like the DH, but I really, really doubt that like lifelong Chicago Cubs fans are just not going to watch baseball because some dude is hitting for John Lester.
Yeah. I think there's like kind of, some of it is maybe kind of like knee jerk traditionalism for NL fans. I don't know how like tight they hold those values.
You know, she's an NL fan and she hates it. My dad doesn't necessarily hate the DH, but he is.
But he's a Yankee fan. And...
Well, he says he doesn't like the DH, but he just says that he doesn't care which way it goes, but he would just rather both leagues.
It was all one way. Yeah. I've always liked the wrinkle of like, you know, in the World Series when it would like switch back and forth and stuff, right? Like that like.
Yeah, I mean, teams would have
to plan differently based on the circumstances of like who's the host team or
yeah, we're both AL fans, but I think we both like the difference in between the leagues.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's I've never not liked the DH in terms of like, you know, when Jim Thome was cranking out homers.
That's fun.
In the early days of Target Field, I was very happy to cheer for those home runs.
I forgot he played there then. Oh man. It's been almost 10 years, Mike.
I know. Yeah. So Manfred, the other thing that, so this is the Manfred Lunau crossover portion.
Yes.
So, I mean, obviously there's Manfred on the MLB rules about, you know, keeping...
He's just not a fan of the game.
...playoffs. But this guy, not a fan of the game, and from the sounds of it, not really interested in the truth.
No, and it, I mean, there's been multiple sources. Evan Drellich of the, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, of the Athletic, one half of the tandem that first broke the Astro story, has come out and provided some pretty serious reporting that Luhnow knew about the banging scheme that the Astros had taken part of during the. The 2017 and likely further seasons. And, you know, he denied almost entirely throughout the process, trying to figure out what the heck happened during that season.
I like that you called it a process and not an investigation.
Well, I mean, cause that's all it was. It wasn't exactly. Really an investigation, throughout the entire process, trying to figure out whether or not the Astros did cheat. And you know, he said, well, I believe them that they didn't know. And it just shows that the entire process the MLB went through was just a horse and carriage show. It's a dog and pony show. This is nothing. They didn't really care and they didn't punish anybody. And the fact that players served more game suspensions this season for throwing at the Astros than the Astros did for cheating their way to a World Series is embarrassing. And it just shows that Rob Manfred does not only give a shit about baseball. I'm sorry if you have to bleep that, but he doesn't care about the fans that watch it either. And as a fan of baseball, that really sucks, Mike. It really sucks.
Well, I mean, this is a guy who called the World Series trophy a hunk of metal.
Hunk of metal.
Yeah, he's a bag of water.
I mean, we've mentioned this a gazillion times before, but say what you will about every single other commissioner, including the really, really bad ones like Roger Goodell. At least they're fans of the sport. Adam Silver loves basketball. Gary Bettman probably didn't love basketball in hockey in the 1990s, but from all accounts, he sure come to love it. And that's great. Roger Goodell absolutely loves football. Rob Manfred only cares about the product.
Can an android love? That's the question.
Do androids dream of electric sheep? Yeah, I don't know. Do we have a Voight Kampff test to put him through?
Sadly, I do not.
Yeah, but, so you know. It just sucks. You know, we say what you will about Buzz Selig too, right? But at least he cared.
Oh, I mean, he loved baseball. He just loved baseball in a way that was the type of loving baseball that we rail against in terms of, you know,
baseball wasn't healthy for the game
and all that stuff. Yeah, it was not healthy for the game.
But at least he cared.
You know, he wanted baseball. Also loved Bud Selig a whole lot. So,
yeah, man. So Manfred sucks. That's the long and short of. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
That's our takeaway. Great TED Talk.
Yeah.
So anything else from the Luhnow, the piece in the Athletic that you want to touch
that it
on?
No, just that it doesn't surprise me that knob end, you know, knew the entire time that the Astros were cheating and just was like, yeah, no, this is fine. This is fine. We're just going to continue to cheat our way to the trophy and not really get punished for it. That guy's going to have a job in baseball within 5 years. Like, no doubt. No doubt. Are you going to be surprised that Jeff Luhnow is somebody's assistant GM or like data analysis even next year? I'm not, because baseball ownership kind of wants too.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll come back at some point.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a carousel. His turn will pop back up at some point. Yeah. Well, on that dour note, we should wrap things up. I remind folks to continue watching the games, though, because the games are fun.
Yes. Yeah. This World Series has been awesome.
That's the takeaway.
That's the takeaway.
You can follow us at the Bench Jockeys. Stick around and tune in for the pity party at 1 p.m. back to its usual 2-hour time slot today. And we will be back here next week with, I guess, I mean, barring some sort of like crazy thing with everyone getting COVID and having to postpone the season or the end of the World Series, we'll have a winner next week.
Off season talk, baby.
We'll start our hot stove. I'll get my Bic lighter out and warm up the hot stove.
Oh man. One short thing. Have you seen like the weird mind blowing photos of like inside of like a long Bic barbecue lighter, how it's like a small Bic lighter just with a different trigger?
I have not seen that. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. Go watch baseball, people. You're watching some of the best baseball you've ever seen, and regardless of whether or not there's a lot of fans in the stands, go watch the World Series. Support the World Series. Let them know that we like baseball.
Support Mookie Betts.
Support Kershaw. Mookie Betts.
Support Blake Snell. All Rosarena. All the good folks. Let's cheer for the folks.
G-Man Choi. Let's go.
All right. That's it for the Bench Junkies here on 101.5 UMFM.
Strike three. You're out.